Next patient is Elmer Wayne Johnson. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sam Bonaris for consultation, evaluation for pacemaker implantation. History patient is a 84-year-old with a history of chronic atrial fibrillation, recently completing a shortness of breath and dizziness period. Patient heart movement disturbed, multiple episodes of long pauses period. Patient is referred to me for pacemaker implantation period. Patient denied any syncope, however, completing of dizziness, shortness of breath, and fatigue period. Current medication, allopurinol 300 mg daily, amlodipine 5 mg daily, LHS 5 mg 2 times daily, interest of Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L, 50 mg daily, furosemide 20 mg daily, lisinopril 20 mg daily, Nexium, potassium supplement, Crestor, Flomax period, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, past medical history, atrial fibrillation. Peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia period. Review system in general, degeneration, weight gain, weight loss, nutrition, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, permanent inner history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated nausea, arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 80 pulses, 50 to 60, and irregular respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular. 1 hour, 6 systole, murmur, head of the left sternum border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active pulse. On estimated no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, bloody arrhythmia associated with fatigue and shortness of breath. Recommendation: patient has bradycardia and is quite symptomatic. Discuss with the patient regarding permanent pacemaker implantation procedure, risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung period. Please indicate to Dr. Sam Bonaris.